I am super excited about today's sponsor. It's a company called Thorn Technologies, LLC. So imagine, if you will, the AWS transfer family that gives SFTP endpoints for S3, but pretend it had an easy, predictable pricing model and didn't charge you on every gigabyte coming or going just because they could, on top of the actual service charges themselves. That's right. Thorn Technologies, LLC offers a product called SFTP Gateway. It's a thing we all used to build ourselves, only they give it to us via the AWS Marketplace for a fee that you know in advance that makes SFTP access between whatever needs to speak S3 and SFTP. Yes, in the enterprise world, there's a lot of those things. SFTP Gateway can also speak to other cloud storage providers like Azure and GCP. It has a web interface that's remarkably solid. It can be configured to be highly available, has a REST API that means you get to rest easy, and it makes just for a better outcome than anything you're going to be able to cobble together yourself, speaking as someone who's cobbled these things together himself. Check out SFTP Gateway. Visit snark.cloud/SFTP-thorn. That's snark.cloud/SFTP-thorn.
Hello and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. Before we get into AWS announcements, it's worth pointing out that Amazon has announced a 20-for-1 stock split, along with a $10 billion buyback. It's been a long time since something like this happened over there, and at the same time, AWS has announced a 20-for-1 services split, meaning there are now 340 services that all run containers on AWS. Now let's find out what happened last week in the wide world of AWS. Amazon Aurora supports multi-major version upgrade to Aurora PostgreSQL 11 and higher. And holy hell, skipping multiple major version upgrades as you bring your production database up to current after 6 years of neglect is the kind of stuff that still gives me the cold sweats a decade or two after the last time I was foolhardy enough to try such a thing. DynamoDB increases default service quotas to simplify use of large numbers of tables. Being able to spin up 2,500 DynamoDB tables before requesting a quota increase is, of course, a fundamental part of AWS's vaunted single-table design philosophy. Amazon EC2 adds new AMI property to view timestamp of the latest instance launched using that AMI. Finally, an end to the bad old days of worrying that you're about to delete old data and inadvertently destroy an autoscaling group that depends on a particular ancient AMI. Amazon Genomics CLI adds the SnakeMake workflow management system. So SnakeMake and Genomics CLI? No thank you, sir or ma'am. Amazon S3 account level block public access now extends to LightSail buckets. LightSail, motto, DigitalOcean for AWS, finally gets a sorely needed bit of feature parity with AWS. Motto, DigitalOcean for rocket scientists. A 10-step approach to mainframe to AWS modernization and migration. I'm particularly partial to step 2, update your resume, step 6, negotiate the offer letter, and step 10, enjoy your new job where there isn't a mainframe, myself. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk Stack, but why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity. If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io and tell them I sent you just so you can see them facepalm yet again. AWS attempts to validate my market for me with the relaunch of AWS Week in Review after it's been on a brief 5-year hiatus. Amazon SageMaker Autopilot now supports time series data. Wow, SageMaker barely lost out to Neptune, AWS's time series database offering that took years between launch and availability on its timeline for supporting time series data. How the barcode registry detects counterfeit products using object detection and Amazon SageMaker. This sounds awesome. Maybe they can sell this solution to the underpants store side of Amazon so they stop sending me counterfeit Fruit of the Looms. Secure Amazon S3 access for isolated SageMaker notebook instances. The VPC endpoint mentioned here for S3 is key. Without it, and I assure you it is in fact free, you're instead shoving traffic through the dreaded managed NAT gateway. You don't want to do that. And finally, gaining more control over multi-regional AWS CloudFormation deployments. Okay, hold the phone. Step function state machines that do multi-region deployments are potentially the answer to something rather vexing that I've been struggling with for a while. More to come on this, but that's what happened last week in AWS. Thanks for listening. We'll talk more later this week.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.